this morning for our scripture reading. Very familiar scripture text to us. So glad to see everybody here. I know some are sick, some out of town, but amen. So good to see everybody here this morning. Psalm 46, and let's just read verse number 1, and we'll just go right on down. We probably could quote this psalm. This is a very familiar psalm, and a couple of these scriptures in here are very familiar to us. Amen. Let's just start with verse number 1. The Bible says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Now, before we read the rest of the psalm, that's what I'm going to preach from verse 1. I'm going to preach about a refuge, strength, and help. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, and the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in fire. Can we read verse 10 aloud together? Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Let's say that again. Come on, church. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Hallelujah. Can we worship him this morning? Hallelujah for your word, Lord. Hallelujah for your word. Your word is anointed, God. Your word is anointed, God. Hallelujah for your word, God. My words may not be anointed, God, but your word is anointed. You are God of all gods. You are the God of hosts. You are the God that is our refuge. Hallelujah. You're our strength. Amen. You're our help. Praise God. You are our help. Praise God for the help today. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Leave the Lord to help us in this service today. I want to preach from verse number 1. God is our refuge. You know what a refuge is? That overshadowing, that protection, that fence, that wall, hallelujah, that safety zone. Friend, if we ever needed the safety zone, it is today. Y'all remember when they used to say, now I'm not real old, but we don't ever hardly hear this statement anymore. But y'all remember when they used to say, the only safe place is in the mother's womb. Y'all ever heard that before? The only safe, they used to say that all the time. Really, the only safe place is in the mama's womb. Amen. But you know what? We don't hear that no more because children ain't safe in the mother's womb no more. Because of abortion. And the millions and millions of babies that are killed. Amen. And because of drug abuse. And because of all kinds of things that harms the baby in the mother's womb. We don't say that no more. Amen. But God is our refuge. Hallelujah. God is a shield. God is a fence. God is a fortress. Hallelujah. Around his children. Amen. God is our refuge. Praise the Lord. Did you notice that it says it 3 times in this chapter? Hallelujah. Verse number 1, God is our refuge. Verse number 7, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. You know what that word Selah means? It just simply means stop and consider what you have just sung or said. Amen. Stop and consider what is said. Amen. It says, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Think about it. God is a refuge. Amen. Verse number 11, the Lord of hosts is with us. Again, the God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Amen. They would sing these psalms. This was their song book. And the children of Israel would sing these songs. I thank God, amen, for our refuge this morning. Hallelujah. I want to talk to us about this refuge. You know, when the children of Israel moved into the land of Canaan, the Bible tells us that God said, pick you out cities. Pick out cities in every region. In every region where they make you cities of refuge. These cities, amen, was fenced cities. These cities was men that, these cities had their own government. Amen. And when a man was in trouble, and when a man had somebody that was after him, amen, he could go to that city of refuge, and the commandment of the Lord was that the city of refuge was to protect him, amen, and not deliver him over and be a protection to him. I'm telling y'all, church, this morning, I thank God that I have found my city of refuge. I thank God that I found my safe place. Let's look into the word of the Lord just a few times. Amen. About this refuge. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 33. Many of these scriptures are very familiar. But in 33 and 27, the eternal God is thy refuge. And underneath are the everlasting arms. He shall thrust out the enemy from before thee and shall say, destroy them. The eternal God. The Bible said he never sleeps. You know, he's talking to the children about, you know, everybody's talking about the eclipse. And you know where I just came from in Kentucky is right in the path. Y'all won't believe it, but there's signs everywhere up there that the highway department has put out, amen, that is warning people on Monday there's going to be high traffic. Please pay attention. No, don't wreck. Keep your eyes on the road. Pull over. There's signs everywhere because they're expecting a lot of trouble. Matter of fact, a friend of mine, amen, or a guy that I know, acquaintance of mine, is on his way right now. Amen. To Nashville, Tennessee. Y'all might know some people. He went up there. He left yesterday just so he could see the eclipse. I know y'all heard and seen about, you know, out in Oregon, all them people coming in there. Amen. There's a place right there where my cousin pastors, and he was up there and he's talking about, amen, that they're renting out rooms. All the motels are full. Said they just got all these windows and everything. Said, I'm afraid that old building's going to fall down. All them people get up there. But the eclipse. I was talking to the kids about it and different things. Amen. We was talking about the sun. We got talking about how the earth rotates. Amen. And it came to me and I told the children. I said, you know, God don't ever sleep. I said, when you're asleep, they're awake on the other side of the world. And God's a-working and doing things. Hallelujah. And we're just asleep and everything's fine over here. Amen. But God is busy on the other side. Hallelujah. The eternal God is our refuge. He's always at work. Thank God. He's always busy and he's always available. Thank you, Lord. Amen. There is a refuge in God. The eternal God is our refuge. It's not some new thing. He's been the God of all ages. Hallelujah. And he is, amen, our God, and he is our refuge. Lord, help us today. In Psalms chapter number 31 and verse number 20, the Bible says, amen, thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence. Amen. From the pride of man, thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion. From the strife of tongues, God's our refuge. The presence of God is our refuge. That's why it's important to get in the presence of God. He will hide us in the secret of his presence. Amen. In Proverbs chapter number 18 and verse number 10, the Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is what? Safe. There's safety in this refuge. Glory to God. Amen. The Bible tells us in Psalms 27 and verse number 5. Amen. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon the rock. There is a hiding place in the rock of ages. God is our refuge. There's a safe place from the winds and the rain of this life and the storms that rage against us. The Bible tells us not only is God our refuge, but the Bible said God is our refuge and strength. He's our refuge and he is our strength. Does anybody need some strength in your walk with God? God is our refuge and strength. I thank the Lord for the strength that he can give us. Amen. To face every trial. Many times we look back and we say, and I don't know how I made it through that. I don't know how in the world I survived. You know what it was? God is our strength. He will renew our strength if we wait on God. Very familiar scripture. We could quote it. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You see, we can get weak, but God will renew our strength. Hallelujah. God will renew it from day to day. The Bible says, as your day is, so shall your strength be. God will give you strength for every trial and every day and every test. Amen. But we must wait on God. They that wait on the Lord. A lot of times, I don't know about y'all, but I want to get in a hurry. God's not in a hurry because he's always been and he always will be. God will not and he does not have to get in a hurry. Amen. God is our strength if we will wait on him. The Bible tells us in Daniel chapter 11 and verse 32, and the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. That scripture that we read and quoted together, be still and know that I am God. Amen. There's strength in knowing God. Hallelujah. Be still and know that I am God. God is a refuge and strength. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They that know God shall be strong and do exploits. Amen. It's important to know God. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about just knowing him as an acquaintance or who he is, but I'm talking about knowing him in a personal way, knowing him in a great way. Be still and know that I'm God. You can't be still if you don't know he's God. Amen. We'll put our hands in it. We'll mess things up always. We'll mess it around and do it wrong. Amen. But God will cause us to have such a calming. Amen. And such an assurance that we can be still and know that he's God. Hallelujah. Through the Spirit we can have strength. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter number 3 and verse number 16 that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you something, young people. I've seen men that were so strong, I wouldn't want to tangle with them for nothing. Amen. But they were so weak to the real problems of life. They couldn't pray. They couldn't live for God. Amen. They would bow to the pressure of the world. Amen. They were so weak. You think about Peter. He pulled that sword out. You think, my Peter, he's the spokesman. Man, he's going to do good. And he cut that servant's ear off. But it was just a little while later, amen, that he was denying that he even knew God or knew Jesus. Amen. Didn't even know the Son of God in front of a little maid. The Bible said a maid, a little servant said, amen, you're one of them. And he said, he denied it. He said, I am not. Amen. But the Bible said we could be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. I've seen little grandmas, amen, that probably couldn't even pick up, you know, a piece of furniture. I've seen little grandmas, amen, that couldn't beat nobody up. Amen. But they had enough power in God. Hallelujah. They had more strength. Amen. They had the power of God. And I'm going to tell you, friend, that's the real power that we need. That's the real strength that we need. The power in prayer. Amen. I might not can bench press, amen, and win some kind of weight contest as far as weight lifting. I might win a weight contest, but I'm talking about weight lifting. Amen. But I'd like to know how to pray. Amen. Can I get a witness? Hallelujah. That's the strength I'm talking about today. Amen. In the Spirit, the Bible said that He would grant you. Anybody know what a grant is? We're getting ready for school time. I don't know if anybody's, you know, got any college grants or something, but God would grant us according to the riches of His glory. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about an unlimited power that He has to be strengthened with might. Hallelujah. By His Spirit in the inner man, on the inside. I want to have the power of God to say no to sin.
Amen.
Want to have the power of God to see people helped. Amen. Hallelujah. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, and the depth, and the height. And to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. You know, God, the Bible says that the heavens can't even contain God. He's so big. The Bible says that the earth is His footstool. Amen. The Bible says that His hand is so big that He measures the heavens with a span. A span is from the pinky to the thumb. They would measure. Amen. And He measures the heavens with a span. Praise God. The Bible said that He holds the waters in the hollow of His hand. Hallelujah. How much water can you hold in your hand, in the hollow of your hand? Cup your hand up and hold water right there. Amen. You can't hold maybe a teaspoon, maybe a tablespoon, maybe a little more. Amen. I knew there's a man up in Idabel named Don Hurd. Amen. He's got a hand so big, he's a giant of a man. They thought the giants was gone. The giants ain't gone. And this man would take his hand, his bare hand so big, and stick it in the holes of a tire and a rim. Now I watched him do it. Y'all wouldn't believe this. You don't have to believe me. I saw him do it. Stuck his hand right in there and picked that tire up. Amen. That tire full of, I don't know if air makes it heavier or not, but man, I mean, took that hand, picked that up and showed it. I thought, man, I wouldn't want to tangle with him. He could wrap me up with one squeeze of his hand. Now he might could hold a little more in the hollow of his hand, but God's hand is so big that He holds all the waters in the hollow of His hand. Hallelujah. And the Bible said we could be filled with all the fullness of God. Heaven can't contain Him. The earth is His footstool. He measures the heaven from His pinky to His thumb. He holds the waters of the earth in His hand, in the hollow of His hand. And He said unto me and you, you can be filled with all the fullness of God. I'm talking about strength today. Amen. Samson was a man. Now I know that he picked those gates up and carried them off on his shoulder. I know that he beat 1,000 men with a jawbone of a donkey. I know that he caught a lion. Amen. With his bare hand and ripped it and killed it. Amen. I know that he caught foxes and tied their tails together. I know that, amen, he just took and was such a man of strength. Amen. But you know what that strength was? That strength was the Spirit of God. Samson was just like any other man. But the Spirit of God would come upon him. And he was strong. And he was mighty in God. And I want to tell you something, young people. The Spirit of God will make us strong and mighty in this world. The people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. That you would be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. Our scripture text said, God is our refuge and strength. As age goes on, we lose strength. We don't have as much strength. We go through things, maybe sickness. Amen. I was talking to Sister Bethany's dad yesterday, and you know, he had that cancer surgery and all. He said, Sam, I just don't have my strength back. Amen. I just don't have all my strength back. You know what? We go through times and we lose strength. Praise God, but God will be our strength. God will carry us. God will strengthen us. God is our refuge and
strength. Hallelujah. In His Spirit, there's strength. In His knowledge, there's strength. In His presence, there's strength. Amen. If we need strength today, God is our strength. Hallelujah. I want to preach lastly on God is our help. The Bible says God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Praise the Lord. I've had people help me. I've had people help me when I was financially in need. I've had people help me, amen, when I was doing a job, amen, and I needed another hand. I've had people help me, amen, when I was praying about something, amen, and they'd come by and help me pray. I've had a lot of help from different ones. I've had help from family. I've had help from friends. But can't nobody help you like God can help you. Can't nobody touch you like God can touch you. Can't nobody lift you up like God can lift you up. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 41, fear not, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I am with thee. Be not dismayed. I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. God will help you. I need some help today. God will help us. Yeah, He will uphold thee with the right hand. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Hallelujah. When God's a helping us, we don't have to fear. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's just something about God being our Father. Glory to God. They said that that little girl was on the ship. Amen. And she was playing with her baby doll. And there was a storm. And I've probably told it. You may have heard it several times. But she was playing with her baby doll on the storm. And the ship was just a-going and people were scared. And they was running and they was a-hiding. And they said, amen, hallelujah. Ain't you scared, little girl, baby? Amen, ain't you scared? Amen, she looked up at him and said, no. She said, because my daddy is the captain. And he's been in the storm before. Glory to God. Amen, I want to tell you something. We get down and we get low. Praise God. But when we know who our Father is, we don't have to fear. We don't have to be afraid because He's been in the storm before. He's carried us through before and He'll help us again. Hebrews 13:6, so that we may boldly say, does anybody know what boldly is? Hallelujah. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Woo! The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Amen. When God, hallelujah, is on our side, hallelujah, there's nothing that can take us down. There's nothing that can take us under. The storms may rage, and the storms will rage. They'll come against you, children of God. Amen. You'll wonder, am I going to make it through this one? Am I going to survive this one? Amen. Is my family going to make it? But we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Can we say that this morning? The Lord is my helper. Say it again. The Lord is my helper. Hallelujah. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. The psalmist said, if it hadn't been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, they'd have swallowed us up quick. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I think about a situation, amen, that we was in. Glory to God. And it was kind of a bad situation. Now I remember I come down there. Amen. There was different ones involved. Amen. There were several things going on. They didn't know us. Amen. We was out of state and all this. Amen. All these things was going on. I remember got down there. Hallelujah. With my wife. Praise God. I'm not going to tell you what it is. But anyways, I grabbed her hand. We began to pray. Now I remember the Holy Ghost come on us. Amen. And everything was turned around for the glory of God. Amen. God has the power to turn things around. Whether it be court or whatever it is, God's got the authority to turn it around so that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper. I want to tell you something. This ain't pride. Amen. This makes us very humble as children of God, knowing that our help comes from the Lord. But I will not fear what man can do unto me. Hallelujah. God is in control this morning. I know I'm doing a pitiful job preaching today, but I'm preaching about three things. He's a refuge. He is strength. And He's help. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, the Bible said God is our refuge and strength and a very present help in trouble. When you get in trouble, we can boldly say the Lord is our helper. Amen. The psalmist said, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, they would have swallowed us up quick. God is greater than the devil. God is greater than any demon. God is greater than any man. God is greater than any law. God is greater than any nation. God is greater than any trial we'll face, any sickness or circumstance. God is our helper. So, I will not fear. I'm hurrying here this morning in Psalms chapter number 40. I'm talking about God is my helper. I will not fear. Amen. Hallelujah. In Psalms 40 and verse number 17, the Bible said, but I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. Thou art my help. I am poor and needy. Hallelujah. Sometimes I think, Lord, I'm always praying about needs. Lord, I'm always asking you to do something. Lord, I'm always asking you to meet some need. Lord, is it always going to be that way? Friend, I don't know if it'll always be that way. Hallelujah. But I can truly say with the psalmist that I'm needy. Can I get a witness today? I'm needy. I feel so needy. Somebody wrote a song, said, it's me again, Lord. I've got a prayer that needs an answer. Hallelujah. But the Lord wants us to come boldly to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. And obtain mercy and find help. I'm preaching about He's our help today. Amen. I'm poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Hallelujah. I was talking to Brother Stacy, you know, he said, Brother Sam, you know, he's preached for years, and he said, there was a time, he said, I walked in there to my kitchen, and I opened up that refrigerator, and he said, there wasn't nothing in it. He said, I walked over to the cabinet, there wasn't nothing in it. He said, I didn't have the money to buy no food. He said, I didn't have nothing. He said, I had bills due. He said, this is exactly what happened. He just told me this. And this is several years ago. He said, I laid down on the floor. He said, Lord, I'm a preacher. I got four children. I ain't even got the money to feed them. He said, Lord, I ain't got nothing. He said, I've got these bills due. It's over $1,000 only. You can help me. He said, my wife come in there with the phone sitting, and I was praying, said, hey, somebody's on the phone. He said, I remember saying, who is it? And she said, I don't know. He said, I got on the phone, and he said, this man said, brother, you don't even know who I am. And he said, I want to tell you, amen, that I had to call about five people to get your number. He said, I had to just go. And he said, but I knew I had to. He said, but one time you was up here, I believe he called a state, and he said, you preached. And he said, I heard you preach, and I knew. Amen. I remember, Jen. He said, I was down praying yesterday. And he said, your face came before me so big. And he said, the Lord told me to tell you, amen, that it won't always be this way and God's going to help you. He said, I don't know what you're going through. He said, but it won't always be this way and God's going to help you. He said, he didn't know my refrigerator was empty. He said, he didn't know my cabinets was empty. He didn't know my bills was due. He said, but I knew right then that the Lord was my helper. He said, I had to go somewhere and we all went. He said, my wife's dad, amen, don't ever come come to our house. He said, I mean, don't ever come to our house. We always go to theirs. He said, he come to our house that afternoon. Said he opened the door and got in somehow. He said he opened the refrigerator and there was nothing. He said, my father-in-law told me, he said, I went to the cabinets and opened and there was nothing. He said he went to the store. He said, when we walked back in the house, amen, the door was locked. He may have had a key. I don't know. He said, but we walked in, didn't even know who had been in there. And he said, the refrigerator was full and the cabinets was full. He said, I didn't even know if an angel had did it or who. He said, but I'm telling you, God will meet the need. Glory to God. The Bible said, I'm poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Hallelujah. I heard him tell the other day about Brother George Davis. He was an old Indian man from Oklahoma. Amen. Sister Bobby's daughters married into that family. Amen. But the old timers, they was men of God, lived holiness and walked with God. And I thank God for that heritage that's been passed down. Amen. But anyways, they told me, said he was an older man. Amen. And he was there in Tulsa and couldn't hardly get around at a meeting. And they said, come on, Brother George, and testify. Hallelujah. They said they helped him to the pulpit. Said he looked at that congregation and said, I have been young. Amen. That preacher said, when he said, I have been young, he said that congregation stood to his feet. Hallelujah. He said, and now I'm old. He said, people was already shouting. He said, he never got the scripture quoted out, Brother Richard. He said, that place come unglued. Amen. Here was a man that had been young and now he was old, but he said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Y'all know that scripture. David said, I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. I'm talking about help from God. Amen. I'm talking about help from heaven. Amen. I'm talking about Psalms 46:1. Amen. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Help today. I might could help you. Hallelujah. And I love to help. Don't you love to help people? Amen. I want God to help me to help people more. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. I want to be a help. Hallelujah. Praise God. I might could help you, but there's times I can't do nothing for you. Amen. Except pray for you. I can't help you. Amen. I can't heal cancer. Amen. I can't comfort broken-hearted hearts. Amen. I can't, pay everybody's bills. Amen. But I'm telling you, I know a man that can. I can't deliver from alcohol. I can't save lost children. But I know a man who can. He can take a heart that's broken and make it whole again. He walked on the water. Amen. He raises the dead. He is my Savior and deliverer. And he's my help. He's your help today. He can meet the need. I'm preaching today on God. Hallelujah. Psalms 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. I know I've told y'all. We was talking about it when I was in Kentucky and it came back to my mind when I'd preached in Mexico. I didn't think I was going to have to go to Mexico for the meeting. And I'd scheduled Africa for a few days after it. It ended up I had to stay down there longer. I remember, amen, I had so much to do down there at the border and in that crusade in Mexico. It was that time that Sister Clydell's sister had passed away and I was stuck down there. Amen, some of y'all remember this. I was down there in Mexico. I came home and stuff was going on. Different ones were sick. Different things, family, and then church on Sunday. Amen. And I was to fly out for Africa on Monday. Amen. Y'all remember this. I've told this. I remember. Amen. Y'all shouting about it. Hallelujah. But maybe somebody hadn't heard it today. I'm talking about God is a help in time of trouble. Amen. Monday, Sunday night when I got done with preaching twice and all these things. Amen. Had been in Mexico preaching all week and doing different things and all that responsibility, driving back and everything. Amen. I was so tired. I was so exhausted. I can't tell you how tired I was. Y'all probably, Amen. I'm a little bit tired this morning, but I sure feel good in my soul. Hallelujah. Woo! The outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Hallelujah. I was tired. Amen. We put the kids to bed. I was leaving like 4 o'clock the next morning. Hallelujah. Put the kids to bed. And we begin to pray. I said, honey, you got to pray for me. I'm so tired. When I get to Africa, as soon as I get there, I'll be so busy. I'll have to go and preach. And of course, you can't hardly rest over there. You know how it is. You can't rest anywhere that's not your own bed. But for sure, you can't rest at a place like that. Amen. I said, I've got to go. I've preached too long. The children are coming in. Praise God, church. I'm telling you. Surely all these children ain't in trouble, got kicked out. I think I've just preached too long. Hallelujah. Woo! I said, you got to pray for me. I'm so tired. I know the Lord. I was going to get about 4 hours of sleep. I know the Lord can give me rest. You know, I believe that God can give you 10 hours rest in 4 hours. I had that happen to me one time. I had to drive all night somewhere and preach as soon as I got there. Amen. And when I got there, I felt refreshed. Amen. I felt like the Lord had touched me. I'm done. Y'all can stand, Sister Bethany. You can come. I'm talking about a help in time of trouble. Sister Bethany began to pray. And the Holy Ghost come on her. Lord, give him rest on the plane. Hallelujah. I was thinking, Lord, it'll be a miracle if I can sleep like this. And you don't know who you're going to sit by either. Amen. Sometimes, amen, they take up half your seat. And other times I take up half their seat. Hallelujah. Praise God. Woo! Hallelujah. I was standing in line in Dallas, fixing to fly to Africa. Amen. There's a huge line. You ever been in that international part of Dallas-Fort Worth? Don't go in there. Nobody can speak English and they treat you like you're a foreigner. And it makes me mad every time I go. I say, man, I was born in this land. Don't treat me like this. Hallelujah. I got stuffed to the back of the line. Not that time, but another time. I learned right then. Amen. Everybody's the same in that terminal. I don't know what terminal it is, but if you ever fly to Dallas-Fort Worth and you're going international, amen, you'll feel like when you walk in that terminal that you're in a foreign country. But anyways, that's beside the point. I was standing in that line. Hundreds of people in front of me. That's the way they do. They don't even know what line to get in. Man, how in the world did I get off on this? But anyways, I was standing in that line. And this woman walked by me, Brother Wayne. She stopped and said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to Lagos. She said, follow me. Hallelujah. Put me up in the first class. Woo! I said, put me in the first class. No charge. I slept all the way to Africa. Amen. They gave me, they fed me. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm talking about a help in time of trouble. Woo! I'm poor and needy. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Because God is my help. Hallelujah. I said, God is my help. Thank you, Jesus. Friend, today, God is your help. God can help you out of trouble. God can help us out of situations. God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. God is able to turn it around. God's able to provide jobs. God's able to meet every need. God's our help in our prayer time. God is our help. He's our refuge and our help. Sister Bethany's going to play. Thank God, God is able today. He's still on the throne this morning. There's nothing He cannot do. Thank you, Jesus. If you have a need today, if you feel down, if you're weak, anybody weak today, God is our strength. Anybody tired today, God is our strength. God can help you, Betsy. Hallelujah. God can help you. I serve a God that's able to help. He's never failed one person that come to Him and believed Him and trusted Him. He can turn situations around. He's the God of all gods. When we come to Him, He's able, Brother Wayne. Hallelujah. Let's gather in these altars of prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.